So this is called Parshas B'Shalach, which is Shabbos Shira, and the Haftorah is the Shiras Devora, right? On Sfardim only lean the Shira part, Vatosha Devora Baruch Benavi Noam, Ashkenazim lean Perek Dalid and Perek Hey. Perek Dalid is what sets the tone. Basically, Sisra is attacking, Devora gets Baruch to draft an army, they go with 10,000 people and they defeat Sisra, who has like 9,000 metal chariots. And then afterwards, Vatosha Devora Baruch Ben Avi Noam, afterwards you have the song that they sing. And just like there's a Shira on Oz Yashir in this week's parasha, you have the Shira of Shiras Devora. That's the basic idea, right? Now, similarities, pretty obvious. They're both a Shira. Differences are as follows. The Shira of the Yamsuf is entirely upbeat. Shiras Devora, right? So she is really down on, right, all these Shvatim who don't come, right? Basically, Baruch gathers six Shvatim to join with him, Ephraim, Binyamin, Yisachar, etc., right? And when it comes to Reuven, Lama Yashavta Ben HaMishpatayim Nishma Shrikata, Shrikota Darim, Liflagot Reuven Gidolim Chikrelev. Right? Hey, Reuven, how come you didn't come and fight? Right? How come Menashe doesn't come? How come Dun doesn't come? So there's a few things that should be noted. The fact that six Shvatim come and six Shvatim don't come means that we are living in Tkufas HaShoftim, where Klal Yisrael, there's tremendous tribalism. Each Shevet literally is like on its own, and other Shvatim are not coming to help, and Devorah is getting really upset at them. So this Shira, it has like a downer part of it. How come you're not coming? Geographically, the Shvatim that don't come are the Shvatim who are at the sides, etc. That is one Nekuda. The other Nekuda of difference is that Shiras Hayam, in terms of Oz Yashir, is about the miracle that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Hashem yilachem lachem ba'atem tacharishon. You're not supposed to do anything. Right? Shiras Devora, you're supposed to do something. And she's down on the people on the Shvatim who don't do something. Right? So that's a downer. Right? The Zohar comments that there's a fundamental difference in the Hanhag of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, where everything is coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're getting the mun. Your clothing is on you. It stays forever. You come to Eretz Yisrael, you got to plow and plant and harvest and do all 39 malachos, right? So now, there's a hanhaga difference between Eretz Yisrael and when we're in the Midbar. And the difference reflects itself in the Shira of Devorah. She's down on the people who don't come to help. She wants initiative. She wants action. Shiras Hayam, right? It's all thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's amazing. It's not supposed to be that people help. That is another difference. The third difference, which is interesting, and this is something I probably would not say uptown, but Shiras Oz Yashir. So who sings it?
Everyone?
Devorah? Oh, Oz Yashir.
Everyone
sings Oz Yashir, yeah?
Well, I guess Moshe starts off.
Moshe starts off then. Vatikach Miriam Hanviyah. Vatanahem Miriam. So after Moshe Rabbeinu leads song, so then Vatanahem Miriam. Right? Miriam has like a special song for the women, so to speak. Right? It's almost like it's an afterthought. It's not unimportant, but it's a shtickle afterthought. Devorah is not an afterthought. She is the leader. And it's not only Devorah in this week's Haftorah. She's not the only woman who's really involved. Sisra, right? Sisra is killed by Tibarach Minashim Ya'el Eshet Chaver Hakeni Minashim Bo Held Forach. Right? Ya'el basically takes the tent peg and shoves it through his brain, and he dies. I know it's gruesome. There is one opinion in the Targum that she had to take a tent peg because it's usher for women to carry guns and swords. So she had to use a tent peg. But okay. B'kitzur, Ma'a said, though, the story of this Haftorah is a story of two women who are taking initiative, taking leadership. It's not like the story of Oz Yashir when the women are an afterthought, so to speak, where the Shir of the Nashim is afterwards. Just to add a Nakuda, Udvorah Isha Nviya Eshet Lapidot. How do you translate those words, Eshet Lapidot? So you could say it's the wife of Lapidot, and Lapidot is a person.
That's what it says in Art
Scroll. Okay, so look in the Mitzudas Tzion, and look in one opinion in the Radak. Eshet Lapidot is like Eshet Chayil, right? Oh, Eshet Chayil doesn't mean the wife of Chayil, right? There's no person named Chayil. Eshet Chayil means that the woman herself is a woman of stature. Nachon? Eshet Lapidot. Lapidot means either you make wicks for the Beis HaMikdash, or Lapidot means that you are like as fast as a Lapid Esh, that you are like powerful leadership running. So Eshet Lapidot could mean that Devorah is not a woman. But again, according to Chazal, one opinion in the Medrash, Barak is Devorah's husband. But Barak is like dragged into it by Devorah, right? Devorah is, right? Again, the question, the halachic question of Devorah being a shofet in the sense of being a judge, you have to realize that the word shofet, there's a great article in the Biblical Archaeological Review called The Judges and Judges Didn't Judge, right? The word judge, shofet, comes from like an Akkadian word, safat, which is basically like a charismatic leader, whatever it is. But the point that we're making is that the difference between Oz Yashir and Shiras Devorah is also a difference in terms of the role of women, right? We're contrasting, at the same time, there's similarities in the Shira, but we're contrasting them. And I think part of the contrast is what we mentioned. Okay, Chevra. Have a great Shabbos. Questions, comments?